News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
...7.47 almost on News Talk Breakfast with Paul Williams and Shane Coleman. We want to turn back to that story we've been talking about a little already on the show already. Workers on every level of earnings paying more income tax now than 10 years ago. I suppose not a huge amount of surprise in that particular element of it, given that it was the Celtic Tiger and tax rates were pared back. But there does seem to be a much greater emphasis on middle and higher earners taking the burden. We are joined by the Communications Director for the Irish Tax Institute, Olivia Buckley. Olivia, it's the Irish Tax Institute that carried out this survey. Just give us a flavour of what you discovered.
Yeah, good morning, Shane.
Morning.
The Institute, every year before the budget, takes a big kind of stand back look at the personal tax system and the trends, where we're going, and the impact of the taxes on various people across salary levels, single workers, one-income families and two-income families. And what we've seen this year is we've stood back and looked at the last decade, the last 10 years and what has happened. And everybody across the board is paying more tax after 10 years, whether you're single, a one-income family, or a family with two income earners. And the other big message coming out of the research is the high progressivity of our personal tax system in Ireland, that the more you earn, as you go up the salary levels, the more you're really starting to pay. And that is really the USC taking a big grip on the system there. And we know when it was introduced back in budget 2011, it was a big revenue earner and still playing a big part on the personal tax lives of people across the spectrum, but particularly middle income earners and high income earners. And people might ask, why is that? And the reason for it is that we have had a lot of reductions over the last 7 years in USC, but they've all been at the lower and middle income end. And at the same time, we've had new rates introduced on people incomes over 70,000 paying a new 8% rate, because the government brought in a 1% reduction in income tax. But they said, we're not going to allow any income over 70,000 benefit from that. So they brought in this new 8% rate. So that the contrast between the lower end and then the middle and higher income end. And the other thing at the middle end, you talked about the squeezed middle and middle income earners there at the start, the big jump in the income tax, that you go from 20% to 40%
very
quickly.
Yeah, it's what, 35 grand or something, is it now?
Yeah, at €35,440, you jump from a 20% rate to 40%. And that means every single euro extra you earn, you're doubling the amount of tax
at a really low, and it's important to state, I mean, if you, I think in Britain, I think the equivalent figure before you hit the top rate tax, I think it's something like 150,000 sterling or something, some huge amount before you hit the top rate of tax. Here it's 34,000, what do you say, 450 or something euros. It's a very small amount. The other thing that really strikes me is you've done a box, basically, where Tax Freedom Day, a box the Irish Independent are calling it, where if the day on which employees would start earning for themselves, if they paid all of their annual tax up front at the start of the year. So if you're earning 75 grand, you're basically working until the 7th of May before you can start clearing money for yourself. If you're on 18,000, now I know it's a lower salary, a much lower salary, 11th of January, you're basically free from tax. It's like 7th of May, that's a long time to be working before you clear your debt to the revenue.
That's it. And we use this concept, Tax Freedom Day, just to highlight in a kind of a visual way how much money people pay into the state before they can actually call it their own, that they've discharged all their obligations and personal tax to the state. And we fully appreciate, I should say, that that is not the way people pay their taxes. They're obviously spread out through the year. But if you had to pay it all kind of front-loaded, it's showing that at 18,000, yes, you've paid your bills by the 11th of January. And yes, you're up to the 7th of May, 75,000, 23rd of May for people on 100,000. And then for people on 120, getting to the end of May. And we're starting then to go into June for people on income levels above that. And again, it's showing the progressivity of the system, going back to that really sense of you pay a lot more in personal tax as you go up the salary
and I
level.
Suppose the positive, just to finish on this, Olivia, the positive is it is very progressive. The negative, it does seem to be, though, if you're a middle income earner, you do take a big chunk of the burden on your shoulders. And a high income earner, people say, oh, well, if you're a high income earner, you can afford it. But it does seem to be that it's the middle income and high earners that are taking the lion's share of the burden.
It is. And I think we've seen over recent budgets, in fairness, in the confidence and supply agreement and the Minister for Finance working to heighten the entry point into that 40%
rate.
We've had two increases
of a grand
in that entry point. The problem is it's a very expensive move to do that in terms of the cost to the government and to the exchequer. So you might only get a small amount of benefit in any year. It takes a lot of work to really make an impact on the personal take-home pay of the person in the middle income level. But work being done on that, and I think, in fairness, an appreciation and an acknowledgement amongst policymakers that this is an issue, that it is expensive to change, but they're working their way towards it. And we certainly have seen indicators already this year in pre-budget coverage talk about that entry point again being the focus of attention, and the Taoiseach outlining that it is certainly an objective for him in terms of his budgetary plans and looking at the income tax plan for the future.
All right, we'll leave it there, Olivia. Thanks a lot. Communications Director for the Irish Tax Institute, Olivia Buckley there. Interesting. I do think our tax system is slightly skewed. I think everyone should pay some amount of tax. And in other countries, people earning a small amount of income do have to pay a small amount of tax. That doesn't happen here. And I think it leaves the burden on people making 50, 60, 70,000. An unfair burden, I think. Back in a moment on News Talk Breakfast with Paul Williams and Shane Coleman.